Today being the last official Tuesday night VOD before Yom Kippur, I'm sure everyone is expecting a VOD about Yom Kippur. So that's why I'm not going to give a VOD about Yom Kippur. I decided I'm going to talk somewhat about Yom Kippur, but also about after Yom Kippur. In fact, that's my title. The title of tonight's VOD is Acher Yom HaKippurim. That is the topic of tonight's VOD. Now, I believe to talk about what happens after Yom Kippur, you do have to cover and talk about what is Yom Kippur. And I think it's kedai for a person to appreciate what exactly goes on in Yom Kippur as like the basics, Yisod HaChassidus. What is the basics of what goes on in Yom Kippur? So I'd like to read to you two graphic Rambams. The Rambam appears in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. There he talks about Gedola Tshuva, how great Tshuva is, Shemar Keves Asa Adam, the Shechina, it brings a person close to the Shechina, brings a couple psukim to support that. Skipping to the fourth line, the Rambam says like this: Hatshuva mekareves es arachokim. Tshuva brings a person who's rachok from Hashem, brings him closer. It says emosh hayizes sanay lifnei amakom. Just yesterday, this person was, in a certain sense, hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meshukitz, meruchak, v'toeva. A person could sink to such levels that his nickname, he would be referred to by Hashem as hated, meshukitz, meruchak, toeva, v'hayom, hu ahav, he's beloved, v'nechmad, beautiful, karov, close to Hashem, v'yadid. Mamash, best friends. What a contrast. The before and the after picture you have on the billboard. Just yesterday, pre-tshuva, this person could have been on the Madrega where HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to him as a toeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to him as a meshukitz. A sonoy, he's hated. Whatever that means. Obviously, that's not every Madrega of Averis. But a person could reach Madregas and Averis, he's so far from Hashem. But the Rambam contrasts, a day later, the person does tshuva, he experiences, we'll get to soon in Yom Kippur, he's a new person. A transformation happens. The Rambam continues his graphic contrast. Kama mu'ula ma'ilas ha'tshuva, in Halacha Zayin. How great is the ma'ilas ha'tshuva? Emosh, again the Rambam was into before and after. Emosh ha'yizem muvdu me'ashem elokei Yisrael. A person could do averos, it separates him from Hashem. He quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, the sinu ha'im avdil b'neichem levin avichem. Mamash is a separation. You feel distant. It happens. It's natural. People do averus. They do feel distant. It's hard for them to do things. Do mitzvahs. They feel a certain distance based on their averus. Beis, soeg ve'inu nene. There's a madrega that person davens to Hashem. Hashem's not going to answer him because of his averus that he did. Thirdly, the Rambam writes, those are mitzvahs that are also befun of. Person can even do mitzvahs, but the schus of those mitzvahs won't be the full thing because of his averus. Contrast, some of it's cut off. Hayomu medovak b'shchina, the moment the person does tshuva, he's davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soeg v'nena miyad, he davens to Hashem, and his tefillos are answered right away. And the third thing also the Rambam says, that you do mitzvahs and you get rewarded, you get schusim. Whole new thing. An amazing Rambam. The contrast, the difference. One day you were down here, mamash, the next day, through a person getting a kapara, you're a totally different person. And we should realize, of course, Baruch Hashem, you know, we try and we talk about tshuva, tshuva, tshuva. But there's an amazing koach of Yom Kippur itself. A person touched on this today, yesterday, I talked about the concept. The Rambam uses a lashon earlier in Perek Aleph, which Rabbi Yisrael talks about. the Atzma Oshal Yom, the essence of the day itself, that the day of Yom Kippur itself, if you're a practicing Jew, you go to the shul on Yom Kippur, you're part of the day, that itself has a tremendous impact on a person's tshuva. Now, the Rabbi Yisrael learns Pshat in that Rambam, it's impossible for kapara without tshuva. You have to be involved and do some element of tshuva. But with some element of tshuva, which let's call it, you do 5% tshuva, which on a normal day accomplishes 5%, on Yom Kippur, that could accomplish 500%. Yom Kippur is such an awesome, awesome day. It's Yom Slicha Kapara. Yisrael, I'm sure you've all heard over the years, the line for Yisrael, if we had one Yom Kippur in our whole lifetime, that would be the most amazing bracha. The fact that we have it every year, we shouldn't take it for granted. Yom Kippur that's coming up in just a few days is the most awesome of days. You think about it, really, and what it does for us. You know, I assume at this point in guys' lives, you know, your pastor bar mitzvah and what other exciting days you dreamed of, you know, in your life. Probably the next big day you're thinking about is, you know, your chasana day, Bez Hashem. But, like, think about it. Yom Kippur should really be right up there. It's such an awesome, amazing day. It changes you. A person could have tons and tons of averos, and you do a little bit of tshuva. Obviously, the more tshuva a person does, the cleaner the kapara, the better dry cleaning you get. But a person who goes through Yom Kippur, he mamash walks out, kapara, you're a different person. You're a mechaper. Do we hear what those words mean? It's such an awesome day. You make a shachianu just for the fact I'm here at a day which transforms my life, changes my life. All those averos, all those things I feel bad about, I feel guilty about, I do tshuva on. Yom Kippur cleanses me. I'm a different person. It's an awesome thing, but it's pashut. Everything we say in davening, just we don't focus on it. We don't hear it. Yom Kippur mamish changes us. We have a kapara. We're a different person. We go in one door, we come out another door. The Rambam's contrast, hopefully, should Bez Hashem apply to all of us. Come, Motzei Yom Kippur. And you'll say, so here we see from the Rambam already some effects of tshuva. You do mitzvahs, you get real schar for those mitzvahs. There's nothing take held back because you're mashukets or toeva or you're doing averas. You daven, your tefillos are answered. And there's another gemara which I think is gedaya to focus on and get a chance to put it on the sheets. There's gemara in Shabbos and Kufiyu Tassim Abayz. Famous Gemara. The Gemara talks there about the Torah of Tinoko Shel Beis Rabbim. The Torah of kids learn Torah, you know, learn Torah, the little kids under Bar Mitzvah learn Torah, you know, in Torah's Emes, in the local yeshiva. And can you imagine that a first grader, actually I have this chus, the Sinner Rabbi Goldenberg, Shlita's, maybe some Shana, for a little first grader sitting in Rabbi Goldenberg's class, do you know that his Torah is on a higher madrega than Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita? Did you hear that? It's Beferish Gemara. Kuf Yud Tassim Abayis and Shabbos. The Gemara says, in a Dome, right? You'll say, I'm putting down Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but the Gemara puts down a Bayi V'Rava. The Gemara says, Tinokel Shabbos Rabbim's Torah is in a Dome to the Gemara, the learning of a Bayi V'Rava. What's the pshat? So the Gemara says, in a Dome, there is an idea, of course Talmud Torah is going to have kulam, and of course every Torah we learn is amazing, it's the best mitzvah we could do. But there's a factor in terms of the reward a person gets for Torah, in terms of the power of that Torah, based on the purity of the person learning. There's something to that. Now, we may not focus on this the rest of the year, because Pumfarker, no matter how impure a person is, that's goof, a person should go and learn Torah. It's a mikvah to Mitari Yisrael. You learn Torah. It doesn't matter what impure thoughts you have in your head or whatever. You learn Torah. It doesn't matter. But, Lamaisa, this Madrega, now I'm not saying we reach the Madrega of Tinokos Shabbos Rabbim, but the day after Yom Kippur, you're much more, you're a different person than the person going into Yom Kippur. So that means the Torah learning you're doing is a totally different Torah. the little kid in first grade in Torah's MS, his Torah does more on some level in Shemayim than Rechaim Kanievsky's. It's amazing. But that applies to all of us. It's a different Torah. So, Lamaisa, you think about it, every Bein Hazmanim has a different Nisayon. And it's important to think ahead of what happens after Yom Kippur, what happens in Bein Hazmanim. You know, it's always important to think about Bein Hazmanim. Remember, Luban Shlita would always try to give a vad about Bein Hazmanim. You know, every Bein Hazmanim is different. You have Hanukkah, you have midwinter, you have Pesach, you have summer. Everyone's unique. What's most unique about this Bein Hazmanim is it's the Bein Hazmanim coming off the beginning of Hazman, which Be'ez Hashem, you know, Baruch Hashem, guys came in Shtar, guys learned, gained a lot. But more than that, it's coming off of Yom Kippur. It's coming off a day which changed your life. You're a different person. Yesterday, you might have been over here. But today, you're up here. You're purified. And to hold on to and to protect the purity that you got in Yom Kippur, that's what the Nisayon of this Bein Hazmanim is all about. I remember Rabbi Luban just sitting here a few weeks ago was, you know, remarking of all the days to give off from yeshiva. He said, I don't understand why yeshivas have to give off the days after Yom Kippur, and we have no yeshiva after Yom Kippur. You know, well, he's right. There's a certain purity. This purity we're talking about is the best day to learn. But at the same time, whatever Hashkacha worked it out, that we do have Bein Hazmanim, what's the biggest challenge? And people grow from challenges. The challenge of a person goes into yeshiva, has an Elzman, has a Yom Kippur, Yom Nerum, and Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah. To guard that, to protect that, after, that's your challenge. And that separates the boys from the men. Life, growth, is from challenges. And protecting challenges. Protecting yourself. The more a person understands that the hair is what Yom Kippur is about, the more he'll be able to be motivated to pass a challenge. Hey, I better have a good Bein Hazmanim. Hold on to that. You know, think a simple mashal. I buy my wife a diamond ring. You know, I let my wife wear it. I don't let my kids play dress up with mommy's diamond ring. Anybody does is a shota. You have a diamond. Hey, you spend good money on it. Precious gem. You're going to let a little kid play with it? Even dress up? Even if she's a Shabbos Ima? You've got to be stupid. You look at somebody who plays around with a diamond ring carelessly. Says, he's a fool. We don't want to be a fool. We got such a beautiful, precious gem. Purity of Yom Kippur. Going to Bein Hazmanim to protect that. It's a big thing. So I'd like to go through some practical etzus, the yisod of avad, I guess, of what to do for Bein Hazmanim. At Luban, one of these yisodos he says about Bein Hazmanim is you have to plan ahead. The way you have a good Bein Hazmanim is right now. The more a person plans ahead what's going to be, different Bein Hazmanim. I'm impressed. Luban has some good talmidim here. The past few days, I've gotten quite a few different shalos from different guys anticipating, you know, different situations are going to come up in Hazmanim. What should I do? It's beautiful. That's what you should do. Right here, right now, these next few days, for a guy to think about what he's going to do Bein Hazmanim. If you're going to wait till you're on the plane, there may not be a commercial. You may not have time to think about it. So, first and foremost, what should a person plan? So, I'm not telling people when they should daven. You know, everyone has their own thing. Some people like getting up early. Some people like getting up a little bit later. Some people like getting up a lot later. I just have one simple thing a guy should plan. Whenever you decide is the amount of beauty sleep that you need for you to get up in the morning to daven, Make a set time, set an alarm, and live up to that. You want to daven the 8 o'clock minyan, which, by the way, I plan over here in Miami to start a new series of shirim after the 8 o'clock shacharis here. Everyone from Miami is, by all means, welcome. Tell their friends. But you want to daven 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, 9:30, I don't care. Make a set time and stick to it. Kover makom mitzvah, so it's part of it, okay? You have a set place to daven, but it's also a set time. Have a set time. Your day shouldn't be the worst thing, which is true all the time in yeshiva. You know, a guy wakes up a random time, just his whole day from the beginning is in a somersault. It's all out of whack. And it's hard to live a good day when your first day is out of whack. Now, it happens to be, okay, so you say, look, I do that during the Zman, Rebbe, what do you want from me, Ben Azmanim? But you got it backwards. During the Zman, okay, even if you have a day that's out of whack, Bez Hashem, during morning Seder, during most, you know, well, Bez Hashem, you could get your day back in control. Bin Azmanim, it's all about, it's a challenge. The day is a dangerous day. You want to start it straight. So I don't think it's as important as what time you get up, which minyan it is. I'm not going to advocate everyone should daven 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. You have to see how much rest you need. And guys need rest. Guys work hard. Guy who puts in and learns 3 solves an arm, it's tough. It's not easy. So for a guy to have a set time to daven, this is the time I daven, it's my set schedule, every day, I'm davening at this minyan, set my alarms, do this, whatever it takes. It's a good thing. And think about it. We just said, you know, you're davening, you might as well do it right. You know, come on time to davening, hat, jacket, daven from a sitter, at the real McCoy. Because think about it. What did the Rambam just tell us? Beforehand, Hashem didn't answer my tefillos. Now that I'm pure, the best day for a person to daven is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Ben Azmanim, right after Yom Kippur. You know, you want to ask for something and get it? Grant your wish? You don't need a genie in coming out of a bottle. It's right here. It's a Rambam. After Yom Kippur, person does tshuva, your tefillos all of a sudden carry more weight. All of a sudden, their answer. It's not a good day to sleep in. Number two, and this is critical, and I'll tell you in a second, I'll try to help out anyone to every degree I could, is a guy should have a learning Seder. Guy must make up right now, I'm going to have a Seder, and it's best to set up a Chavrusa now. And a simple Eitza, by all means, I'm happy to do. I was thinking all different places, but yeah, people live in Brooklyn, people live in Muncie, people who live in Long Island, wherever it is, right? New Jersey. Baruch Hashem, Chofetz Chaim is a pretty big place. I could try to find some guys, whether from other branches, from Queens. Set up chavrusas. Get your chavrusa. Most awesome thing. Have a chavrusa. It doesn't matter. Guys, poor guys, probably even better. Get a guy older than you. But get a guy. Sit and learn. Chazar Bab Metzia. It's hard to do Ian Ben Azmanim. You want, right over share. Ian, call kavod. Chazar Bekias, Baruch Hashem, guys already holding, davav, tuk fakon, right? You've done. 5 blot. Solid amount. You chazar those 5 blot. Those 5 blot beginning of Bab Metzia. That's awesome. That's going to do an Ian on for the next, 40 years of your life, hopefully. Chazar those blot. Yeah, you should do the whole Masechta. But, it's a different path. But, Ben Azmanim is a perfect time to master it. You tell me you know the blot. There's nobody here yet to master it. Mastering, you go over it again and again and again. You know it. Cold. Spit it out in your sleep. That's what Ben Azmanim is about. Have a chavrusa. A chavrusa means if I'm not going to be there, set the guy up. Get a chavrusa. Make a chavrusa. It's awesome. Right? I'm not telling you how many hours to learn. I need to say an hour. Just have a chavrusa set time. Probably a good time to do it if you could. It's right after davening. Make a schedule. I'm going to daven by this minyan. We'll learn after that minyan. Awesome thing. Especially those first few days. Obviously when Yontov comes, that can set your whole schedule out of whack and chol moed. But you know what? To me, a successful Bein Azmanim would be if you learned. Sunday's got a travel day. Fine. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Those 3 days, you have a solid Seder. That's a big thing. Another thing, you know, it's definitely very important, and we'll talk about this a little more in the next step, but it's important for a guy to learn Musar. 10 minutes a day, even 5 minutes a day. I think Baruch Hashem, a lot of guys do have, you know, Musar Svarim of their own, English Svarim. Learn Musar. You need Musar all year round, but as we'll get to soon, Kol Shekein, you need Ben Azmanim. Nisyonos, the challenges that people have, there are more Nisyonos outside the base medrash than inside the base medrash. Person, we believe Musar is so effective, is so important. It just focuses your mind. You make different cheshbonos, you think different things when you're learning Musar. So how could a guy go a day without learning Musar? I think another simple etzah for how to do it, let's say after Shachas you have a learning seder, you learn whatever you want. It could be the kiyas, it could be halacha. Right? That's another good thing. Ben Azmanim, no one's telling you what to do. You have to learn Bab Metzia, do this Rashi, do this Tosfot Ben Peretz. You do what you want to do. You're interested in halacha, kol kavod, do halacha. You're interested in navi, do navi. Just learn Torah. Torah has a hashpa. Get a chavrusa, makes it even better. But step one, you learn. And I think probably a great time to do that is after Shachras. I would say either before Mincha, after Mincha, before Ma'ariv, after Ma'ariv. Set that for your Musar Seder. It's good to have those things next to, you know, other Jewish things you're doing. You know, next to your Ma'ariv, next to your Mincha. Now, smart. I didn't tell you your Mincha and Ma'ariv have to be a set time. I told that for your Shachras. Mincha and Ma'ariv, you have a busy day. So you know what? Sometimes you can't exactly plan. I'm going to daven Mincha this time, daven Ma'ariv that time. But you know what? Take your little Musar Sefer with you, and you go to Mincha. Stay 5 minutes after Mincha, 10 minutes after Mincha, learn Musar. Come a few minutes early and learn Musar. That's awesome. And here's another Eitzah. Now, it could be the Meicher, the Dal Minim, people will be upset at me. But I kind of like this. I don't know how much guys are spending on their Luv and Esrog, but I want you to take away $20. Or take out another $20 from your wallet. And take, I can hear it side, even take that and spend it on the, I'm about to tell you. Interesting thing. Spend it on buying a Sefer. Come into Brooklyn, go to Eichler's, go to the Burmans, Muncie, go to Tuvia's, right? Queens, you have to go to Brooklyn. Right? But there's a gift world of this. Wherever you live, hopefully there's a Sfarim store near you. Spend $20, buy yourself a Sefer. A Musar Sefer, Halacha Sefer, Hashkafa Sefer, I don't know. Buy yourself some Sefer. Why? Very simple thing. Your tafkid, you're going to use that Sefer, whether it's during the Musar Seder, whether it's during the Learning Seder, have some Sefer. And your tafkid is to learn that during Ben Azmanim. You're going to feel quite stupid if you spend $20 and you didn't use it. $20 is worth it. Have a new Sefer. Have a new thing. You know what? This is why I did this Ben Azmanim. $20. It's interesting. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says, Zekele van Veil. So one pshat is you're supposed to have nice mitzvahs, luavna, sukkana. The other pshat is you should be domen ta'kadosh baruch hu, mahu afata. So definitely if it's a Musar Sefer, you're mekayim that. But you know what? If you learn any other Torah too, you're mekayim that also. You're coming close to ha'kadosh baruch hu. Right? It's another way to spend your money. And it's well, well worth it. And it's a pretty cool thing. Every Ben Azmanim, you have a collection of your Ben Azmanim Svarim. So either you feel foolish because Rabbi Kira made you buy the Sefer and you never learned it, which is good because you have charata. You're already doing tshuva. But Kol Shekein, you learn it. It's an awesome thing.
Was this an Eitzah for the learning?
Yeah, it's for the learning. It's for,
or it's an addition.
It's an additional chap. But I think you could, look, I'm only telling people to have a regular learning Seder and a Musar Seder. Now, that Sefer, you could buy a new Musar Sefer to do that for Musar Seder. You could buy, if you're into doing halacha, you buy a nice, you know, English halacha book. You want to master the halachas of Dal Minim. There's actually a thing, I even have it. Dirshu is having a new program for Yeshiva Bachrim. You want to learn Hilchas Sukkah, you know, you can take the test and get money. I used to do this at one point in my Ben Azmanim, some yeshivish place in Borough Park used to have a thing. I used to take tests, I used to get money. It's cool. Anyway, I mean the promises. So that's an Eitzah for learning Musar, all that. I want to touch on two most important topics, which is probably the whole Tachas of my Vad, is right here. Two topics. Now, Nisyonos come in different shapes and sizes. And everyone has their own different situations. I would say probably the biggest Nisyonos are one of two things. Either family situations, whether it's fights, hawks, people get involved, their parents, their siblings, their nieces, nephews, I don't know. Hawks with that. And then there's the own personal nisyonos, whatever person's holding, based on his environment, based on his situation. Those things, this yisod is so important. Plan now. Plan now. Now, it's very hard because you don't necessarily anticipate every single situation that's going to come up. But you know what? You know some things. You know, every time I go home, I get into fights with my parents. I get into fights with my brother. So try to think now of Eitzes and Tachpulos, how to get better. I'll tell you. I told a guy I'll talk about this. A guy came over to me. He was talking to me about his challenges about Kibbutz Avayim. And he himself came up with the Eitzah. He said he wanted to learn over Ben Azmanim, Hilchas Kibbutz Avayim. I helped him. I facilitated him. I told him some ideas. Taka, there's one thing I think I still own. But it's a great idea. If you think you're struggling with Kibbutz Avayim, you know what? Who say you have to learn about Mitzvah? You go through the sugyas and kedushin of Kibbutz Avayim. The sugyas over there. There's halachas and shulchan aruch of that. Other things. It's a great idea. Great tachpula. Keeps it on your mind to focus you. And it's dumb. Your parents might appreciate it too. Boy, am I getting my money's worth? My son comes over to yeshiva and he really acts like a mensch. Wow. Talk about giving yeshiva a good name. That'll be great. But the other thing, you know, well, let's put aside family situations. A person's own personal nisyonos. And everyone knows their own nisyonos, their own challenges. Think now how it's going to come up, what could be. And the best thing about it is if a person makes a decision right now, what am I going to do? If you make now, now's the best time of year to make a decision, what are you going to do with the nisyonos? Before Yom Kippur. It's awesome. Right? Who's going to make a decision right now? Okay, I'm going back. And I'm just going to like pound movies and this. I feel like a hypocrite. I'm standing there in Yom Kippur, Davin, this. So Red Luban's guy with his ticket to a lot in his pocket story. Now's the best time. What am I going to do with my nisyonos? Plan them out. Think about it. I'm going to have this nisayon, pink baggage, this, that, whatever it is. Decide right now. What am I going to do?
What's pink baggage?
Everyone needs Hesber. I'll explain to them later. Inshallah, it's about again. But the more a person thinks about his challenges that he's going to have and plans about it, first of all, you know, he can get Eitzah now who is in Yeshiva from Rebbeim. You can get Eitzah Ben Azmanim too. People have phone numbers also. I think hopefully everyone has. But now's the best time because you're not in the heat of the Nisayon. You think about it. Okay, how Eitzes and Tachpulos, you know? How could I avoid it? How could I get around it? How could I beat it? How can I make it easier? Person plans out the next few days, what are the challenges? I know my challenges. And I can't just say, okay, you know what? I got through them, this, that. Remember, you're a different person. Post Yom Kippur, you're pure. You got kapara. You're a whole new being. You have to watch yourself. You have to protect it. You're not a fool who has a diamond and just plays with it. Got to be careful. So you plan your nisyonos right now. That's awesome. I found a very interesting piece from Rabbi Sol Salanter. Rabbi Sol Salanter writes in the Sefer Eitz Pri, which I'm sure Rabbi Luban will quote one time this year and tell you all about it. But it was written by Rabbi Sol. To pump up the Muslim movement. And there he talks about that normally, and he says it pretty frankly, which I was impressed, is that, you know what, a person's Yer Shemayim, the force of the Yer Shemayim, it's not comparable to the force of Taiva. Taiva beats Yer Shemayim day in, day out. But you know what? He says, L'maisa, a person's able, in this type of situation, when you have the foresight, when you know a battle is coming, a person is able, you know what? I'll plan for that nisayon. I'll see that nisayon. You know what? I'll fight it. I'll meet it. The way these things work, it's not just pure your madrig and your shemayim. You get siyat deshmaya. A person knows, I have a big nisayon. I have a big challenge. No? It's very likely the biggest challenges the guy has all year could be, it's during this man. You have some chavrusa hak, you have some new roommate hak, you have some other things. Things come up during this month too. But you know what? It could be your personal nisyonos, the biggest ones, right? Bin azmanim, you know, it's still the season. It's right there. So for a guy, you plan ahead, you think about it. That gives you more and more of a reservoir, of a means for a person to conjure up all the force. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And it's very important. The more you rev up your engine, the more you focus, the more you're able to do it. And you can get tremendous siyat eshmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it's been azman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it's tough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you're not in the safe environment of the yeshiva. So, I would say for sure, HaBol HaTar Messiah also. Someone who tries to do good, all the more so a person who gets awesome siyat eshmaya. So, to recap, I'll end with a cool story. Right? I'll get you after. But, person has to, the more you deher what exactly Yom Kippur is about, and we'll touch on it with the story in a second, the more you appreciate the difference, like the Rambam says, between yesterday and today, before tshuva and after tshuva, the more you understand the power of what it means doing mitzvahs, learning Torah from purity. It's a different Torah. You have such a schus. I'd hire you to be the schus, you know, for a sick person, for anything you want. Your Torah carries weight. It carries so much more weight the more pure you are. The days after Yom Kippur. And who had in this month after Yom Kippur. But a person to appreciate, to plan a schedule ahead of time, davening at a set time, davening at a set time, learning what you want, make a chavrusa, learning musar, buy a sefer, $20. It's got to be at least $20. Right? Plan ahead your family situations, your nisyonos. And you do that, you know, you can really, really achieve awesome madrigas. I read a story which blew my mind. It recounted what went on in Baranovich at the end of Yom Kippur. Rav Moshe Schwab recounts that the Bachrim, Motzi Yom Kippur, they went through a whole Yom Kippur, a long yeshiva davening. And after Yom Kippur was over, guys didn't dash off to devour whatever food is there. They stayed in the Beis Medrash and they started dancing. Dancing over the fact they dehered. We went through Yom Kippur. We're pure. With different people. They tell the story. They went and danced nonstop for half hour straight after Yom Kippur. Bachrim just like us. They appreciate what it was. The Rebbeim had to stop them and send them, go eat. But Yom Kippur is such an awesome day. You appreciate. I had it once in a lifetime would be an awesome thing. Kol Shekein, I have it every year. For Pekin, I still have to appreciate it. But appreciate what that does to you. I'm a different person. The more you sit there in Yom Kippur, the hair, I'm becoming a different person. I'm becoming pure. It'll help you be an Azmanim. As Hashem, it should help our Azman after being Azmanim too. Yeah.